Hello, can everyone hear me okay? Excellent, thank you. Welcome everyone to this policy debate. My name is Stacey Sinclair. I am a partner and head of technology and innovation at a law firm called Fenwick Elliott. We just specialize in infrastructure, construction, engineering, and energy law. I'm also the chair of FIDIC, the International Federation of Consulting Engineers, newly formed Digital Transformation Committee, and as well recently heading up your newly formed drafting team for the guidance note titled Improving the Delivery of PPPs Through Digital Transformation Throughout the Project Lifecycle in Support of the SDGs. I'm delighted and honored to be here with you all this morning. And I'm particularly excited by our elite and expert panel to cover the topics of digital and green transformations, focusing on innovation and PPPs this morning. But before we start, just to provide a bit of context and background, as we're all aware, and as we heard this morning, the world is not on track to reach the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. And we've been called to action by our leaders to turbocharge efforts, because we're far off track. We are told we need to regain lost ground and rescue the SDGs. Now, in my opinion, this requires real change, and real and significant change. That's got to be a change in our methodologies, our change in our methods, our change in our mindsets, and particularly a change in the momentum if we're going to achieve this. Incremental change is simply not going to be good enough. It's not going to cut it. And this change clearly requires transformation. Luckily, we are amidst two significant transformations, which we're here to talk about today. Firstly, of course, we are acutely aware that a green transformation is certainly needed to achieve climate change, arrest biodiversity losses, and of course reduce overall environmental pressure. Secondly, a digital transformation is of course underway in the UN ECE region as well as globally. Now, of course, different organizations, countries, companies are at very different stages of their roadmap on this journey. Very different levels of maturity. It's not a one-size-fits-all in terms of digital transformation. But nonetheless, the use of basic digital technologies are certainly underway. And indeed, the use of advanced digital technologies are here as well. Cloud computing, Internet of Things, blockchain, digital twins in infrastructure, and of course, artificial intelligence. I presume over the past 6 months you've heard enough and plenty about ChatGPT and its predecessors, all coming to the fore. So now, these two transformations are quite powerful in my opinion, because what sits at the intersection of these two transformations is an opportunity to enable the outcomes that we're trying to achieve, that we need to achieve to reach the SDGs, an opportunity for innovation, and the opportunity for change, right sitting at the intersection of both of these transformations. Now, I think the unique thing about these two transformations that we're here to talk about today is that they have this fantastic symbiotic relationship. And that really, in my view, is going to pave the way for success. The green transformation is not going to be materialized without the digital. The digital transformation needs a purpose, it needs an application, it needs something to respond to, and indeed accelerate that green transformation. And of course, let's not forget, the green transformation can assist in mitigating the digital's increasing and sizable environmental footprint that is, of course, ever increasing. So harnessing these twin transformations is therefore imperative. And this, of course, is why the UN ECE, at its 70th session in April this year, decided to make digital and green transformations a priority of its work in the forthcoming 2 years. And it is with this context that I'm fantastically delighted to turn to our panel session, where we will discuss innovation, infrastructure PPPs, in driving these two twin transformations, and of course the role that policy will take in shaping this. So, before we turn to the panel, we have two statements by our member states. It is my pleasure to give the floor to Her Excellency Michalo Tridikulova, First Deputy Minister of Innovative Development of Uzbekistan, for a short keynote address. Ms. Tridikulova, if you are online, the floor is yours.
Apparently she's not yet online. Her colleague is trying, so we go to the screen with hers.
And with that, we are going to go to the second speaker, and we will come back to Ms. Tridikulova. So, who I believe is in person. Okay, just double checking. Right, is now the first statement will be from the Federal Republic of Germany, Minister Councillor Goebel. You have the floor.